I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we have a show for you today. Yes, we do. Titled, Your Government is Lying to You. Now, I understand that I have listeners from all around the world, and your government may be lying to you also. So, you know, those are some of the things we're going to talk about today. And, yes, it stemmed from our conversation yesterday, you know, near the end of the show, when we were speaking about the different things that were told to us, some of us while we were in the military, some of us while we weren't in the military. And it's amazing how some people, even though they were right there doing, you know, things they know they weren't supposed to be doing, you know, they still say it wasn't lying. They weren't being lied to. So we're going to talk about that today, and I'm looking for a very spirited conversation because there's so much going on that our government doesn't want you to know. You know, it's amazing that there are still people out there that really trust and look for the government as, you know, models to pattern themselves after. That's scary. That is scary. But I guess in another way, we are always here to bring some of the other side, to bring the other side of the story, you know, so we can really get into this thing. It's going to be all right because we have the individuals. I know I'm associated with the individuals, from this show especially, that are aware, and they send me some great clips all the time, you know, and that just helps put that foundation there that helps prove more is going on than what we've been told. Now, think about Katrina for a moment. Yes, I know it was a bad, bad, terrible disaster. It really was. But then again, check this out. You know, up until Katrina, nobody really heard, you know, nationwide about FEMA and, you know, FEMA trailers. You know, and now it's put in, you know, they put these trailers out there and say, put you out and say, okay, we're going to move y'all in there just so we can help you all live until we find somewhere else for you to go. Well, you know what that really was? That was really one of those FEMA camps. But they had to test it out first. See, how would they institute it, and how could they get people to voluntarily live in those trailers and those camps? But that's all it was. All it was. And I know some people are like, oh, here he go. And when you think about it, now. You know, when you had hurricanes down in Florida, you had hurricanes on the East Coast, you never heard anything about a FEMA trailer, did you, have you? No. Heck, I lived through a hurricane when I was a kid, and I never heard of anything of that nature. But all of a sudden, once Katrina hit, you know, oh, let's give them FEMA trailers to live in. And hence, let's find out if our FEMA camps are going to work, if we can get them to go into them involuntarily. Now, you believe it or not, there are still some people living in them FEMA trailers.
You know, for what's that worth, that's a scary thing.
But that's just one of the things that your government is not going to tell you because they don't want you to know. Now, we say all the time, we're guinea pigs. We're guinea pigs. Those of us that were in the military, we know we were guinea pigs. Okay? And any military person that tells you otherwise, walking with their eyes wide open. Okay? Because in the military, we were guinea pigs. I remember an instance when I was in Saudi, you first went over there, they was trying to get us to take these pills. And they would never tell us what the pills were for. They would never tell us what the pills were for. But they insisted that we take them every day. But I remember they lined us all up. And that's what the thing, we had to all line up, you know, and take them all together at once so they could see you taking these pills. But the kicker was they would tell you, you cannot tell anybody you took these pills. Now, for somebody that's not really paying attention, they'd be like, okay, all right, I can do that. You know, but someone like me, why can't I tell someone I took this pill? You know, why not? You know, but even today, I guarantee you, the military will tell you that never happened. You have some people in the military that will tell you that never happened. And the funny part about it, the government knew what was going on. Hell, you was in the perfect place. You was out there in Saudi Arabia, all over the place. Hey, truth will out. All in the place, you know. And yet, I'm gonna put it this way: we go in all them places saying we bring in democracy and so forth and so on. Man, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Most of them people are happy when we get there. You know what I mean? It's only when we try to make their lives, their quality of life better when all hell breaks loose. That's for sure. Now, also, if you notice, I don't know how many of you have noticed, most of congressmen and congresswomen, they don't have kids in the military. Why is that? You know, they're supposed to be all for the government and all hoorah. Why aren't any of their kids in the military? You ever stop to wonder that part of it? I tell you why. Because the government is testing on the military. They're lying, y'all. They're lying. Yes, they are. All right, I'm going to slow down for a bit. I'm going to slow down because I got to kind of carry the way here. But I'm going to keep going, though. But I got to give them a shout-outs first. All right, in the chat, boom. We got Antoinette. Hey, darling. We got Divine Design. Guess 1415. What up? Then, of course, we got the, whoo, the hot one in the house. Truth Will Out. Welcome to the show, y'all. Hope y'all enjoy the show. If you want to participate, you know, on today's show, and you know, whether tell us the government is lying or why you think the government isn't lying, that's no problem. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can also join me in the chat room where the conversation is always good. Always good. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, all one word. And we can make some things happen. You know, we can make some things happen. Now, before I continue on my rant about the military and the government and how they lie to everyone, and see, that thing, they're not just lying to a couple of people. They're lying to everybody, the whole nation. Yeah, you see them up there with those little confirmation hearings, or you have to go and sit in front of they have to go and sit in front of this chairman and that chairman and come up and explain. Man, they done had meetings behind the door already as to what they were going to ask you and what answers are going to be given. Don't think that it's not a setup. Don't think it's not all a political game. You know, hey, Deep H2O, what's going on? You know, also, do not think that some of these senators and what you call them have invested in some of the weaponry that is now being brought forth in the military. That's right. Drones. Oh, my. Drones are here to help us. Drones are here to as defense, you know, for the people. No, y'all, the drones are not here to help the people. The drones are here to eliminate the people. Few in control, crowd control, population control. Yeah. You know, man, you know, and the drones, man, you know, I see a drone every day. I really do. Yeah, they're flying. And when you look at them way up, they don't seem like nothing but a little small aircraft. And they're keeping an eye on population. And, you know, what we say, Big Brother is watching? Yeah. And he's still watching, even better. And see, here's the thing. With all that technology that can look inside your house and tell you what color your piss is or was, you mean to tell me they can't find a big old jetliner? Somebody lying, y'all. Your government is lying to you. I was going to say your government is lying to you. But yet, nobody wants to do NATO. NATO is our friend. NATO helps keep us in line. When we want anything done, we have to go. This is the most powerful country in the world. The United States, we live better than anyone else in the world. That's all hogwash, y'all. The United States answers to NATO. Agenda 21, that's who the United States answers to. I'm just going to tell you like it is. If you don't like it, you just don't like it, but I'm going to tell you who and what it is, because that's the way I'm feeling today. Huh? Now, if you want to come on and help me a little bit or, you know, try and debunk what I'm saying, the lines are open, 347-838-8622. Let's get it and let's go. Let's get it and let's go, because I love y'all. What was I talking about? NATO. And oh yeah, quality. Are you aware that the United States ranks like number 71 in the quality of life for all nations? We're number 71. But everybody, we the big boys. Everybody want to come and live in America. Come into America. It's amazing how you want to keep certain people out, but you let others in. Why is that? You don't think they could stop drugs from coming in this country if they really, really wanted to? A war on terror and a war on drugs. That's about the biggest bull piece of crap that you ever heard in your life. But they'll make their try and sell it to you on that island out there in the middle of some swamp. Yeah, they will. They'll sell it to you. Because people today are what? Gullible. Right, let's go on and put it out there. They're gullible. They are what they say they are. You know, most really don't care. They don't. They don't care. Now, let's go back. We got the FEMA camps. You know, they call FEMA trailers to help those in disaster areas. Yeah, we got those, right? Then we got the drones. Now, FEMA camp and the drone. FEMA camp and the drone. Well, guess what, buddy? Sounds like we're getting ready for a police state somewhere. I don't think it's going to be in Russia. You know, I don't think it's going to. y'all better wake up. The FEMA council to keep you in your place. As we used to say in the military, keep you in your lane. You stay in your lane, and you'll survive. If you want to fight it, hey, we got something for you. That's right. They call drones. We'll send you out there in the woods, let you run around a little while, send the drone after you, pop up, and that's it. They made movies about that. Oh, okay, y'all. I know y'all kind of hearing me talk. And Mr. Talk on one of the more crazy rants today. But I'm just saying. But I see someone with their hand up, so I'm going to shut up for a moment, and I'm bring them in. Y'all ain't responding to me. I guess I lost my touch. And we're going to bring this call here real fast. All right. Let me get 111. Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday. Tell you who do I have and what you want to talk about.
Hold up. You know, you muted me 8 times yesterday, Mr. Talk. Hold up.
Well, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Eric. I want to hear you rant. I don't want to say anything. I just want to let you know I'm here because this kind of topic will invite the drive-bys to come by. So if they do come by, I want you to remember where I am so that you don't disconnect me the way you're going to have to disconnect the others. But I just want to say continue on with the rant because I just want to listen to you talk about your experiences. That experience you had with the pills is something which should institute a class action suit against the government. It's a violation of your rights. And if I were you, I would be pissed, and double pissed. So, but you know what?
Here's the thing about that, Joe. And this is how they get you, okay? Because you know, once you put on that uniform, you belong to them anyway.
That's right. You don't have any rights.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't exactly. Your rights are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you raise that hand, say you affirm to follow all orders and all that good other stuff. So then they can have you now. You know, I mean, you could try and fight it, but you're hardest trying to get some evidence. You know, because that's what it's going to take, some downright evidence.
True.
You know, but I use that example because people don't understand that our government is just freaking crooked. You know what
I mean?
They lie to us on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's more than crooked. It's downright corrupt throughout, and it's corrupt enough so that they want to sell America down the river for a dollar. It's a very corrupt, it's a treasonous government. It's been that way for decades. And if I were a lawyer, I'd have some very good proof and circumstantial evidence to prove that the government is full of corrupt, treasonous fucking bastards. But, you know, I'm not in a court of law. I'm not a lawyer. But I have enough evidence that satisfies me, and if anybody else if wanted to listen and if they had an open mind, I'm sure I'd be able to satisfy their particular level or particular threshold of evidence, too. But, you know, anyway, I still like to hear you rant on because you were doing a job on the government. And I'm just here to listen unless, you know, when you finished talking, when you're tired of talking, I'll know it. I'll come back on in. But right now, I just want to listen to you.
Oh, right now you just want to listen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll continue on.
Okay.
All right, let's see. In the chat room, they've got all kind of stuff coming in the chat room right now. Divine Design, toxic herbicides now common in pregnant women's breast milk, placentas, and umbilical cords. Okay.
What'd you say?
They got toxic herbicides that are not common in pregnant women's breast milk, placentas, and umbilical cords.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, the last two is that nasty stuff to come out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Woo. You know what, though? That's a good point right there. And the government and the children.
That's the worst part of all, outside of what they do to
veterans. Yeah, that's the worst part of all. You're right, Joe. No, everybody want to trust CPS. CPS does this and CPS does that. They do such a great job. Let me tell you about CPS. CPS, Child Protective Services, okay, they're supposed to look out for the children, try and keep the children with the families. That's not what they want to do, okay? Under this act passed by Clinton in 1998, I want to say, 3 or 8. Anyway, it's in the 90s. You know, each state gets so much money for so many kids they can place in adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you call them people out to come and do anything, their first instinct is they taking the children.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They just don't care. Because
look,
when they see children, they see dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. Look, let's face it.
They don't.
CPS is nothing more than a court-sanctioned, state-sanctioned kidnapping ring. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Kidnapping ring or human trafficking ring. That's what it
is. That too.
Yeah. That's what it is. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm talking left right now, but you know they want to see. Antoinette says CPS child slavery ring. You're right.
That's what it is.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, but that's a shame. But you know, you ask most people right here out here on the street. Number one, the majority of them wouldn't know what CPS was. You know, they probably think it's a rock star or a new dance or something. Number two. The ones that do, they'll probably say, oh, they take children and protect them, which is further from the truth. Further from the truth. Y'all see all these commercials on TV about all this medication that's supposed to be good for you? Huh? Man, that's propaganda. The government wants you, they want you to go out there and try and get that medication because it doesn't do what it says it do. It does other things. It helps
talk about experimentation that we talked about yesterday. When they're injecting all these kids, supposedly with hyperactive cases of ADD, ADH, et cetera, and they inject it with Ritalin, that's nothing more than experimentation on kids right out in the open. They're injecting these kids, drugging these kids up, poisoning these kids with chemicals. Thus, they're experimenting on these kids, and they're controlling these kids. This is what's going on right beneath our noses today.
Yeah. You know, and that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, every child that is bored in school. It's not ADHD, y'all. You know what I mean? Every child that's really active, it does not have ADHD or whatever. You know, maybe he's there not being challenged in school. But it's easy for the government to drug you. You drug them, you make zombies out of them. Zombies. Then you get them to do anything you want. And so there's some adults out there the same way. You know, you got to have the latest medication. You got to have the latest this. And they don't think they're doing it, making a big dummy zombie out of you.
That's experimentation.
But y'all don't trust your government, huh?
That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's experimentation. That's the dumbing down of America. That's making sure they're trying to ruin your brain cells. They're trying to kill off your brain cells so that you can grow up to be smart enough to be a drone and stupid enough to follow orders.
Hmm. You know, you're right. You're all right. You know, and that was the funny thing, Joe, when I was in the military. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things I used to get in trouble about all the time. You know, now don't get it wrong, I was a hell of an NCO. But, you know, I used to tell my soldiers this one important thing. You know, and I didn't only tell them, I went ahead and proved it to them. And it's, don't do dumb shit. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would get up there with my superiors, and I would argue, why are we doing this? This makes no sense whatsoever. This does not work. No, we're not doing that. You know, to eventually I win. But, you know, and I'm thinking about all that now. I'm like, dang, I was like a way ahead at that time also. Because if you see something, people, and it doesn't look right, why are you going to go ahead and do it anyway?
Well, if you're in the military, like we just talked about a few minutes ago, you really don't have too much of a choice unless you really want to be somebody who's going to be labeled, well, nowadays you might be labeled a domestic terrorist, but who wanted to be labeled back then, somebody who's going to be obstinate. It could affect your career, and when your discharge was coming, they might not invite you to come back to reenlist.
Okay. Okay. You know, if that happens, then you know you own to something.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You know you own to something. But just like in anything else, though, they have to present some paperwork, you know, showing you why you cannot reenlist or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you take a look at the get. There's always the quarterly reviews, and you know, if the colonel said, Major, you have this particular sergeant here. He thinks he's better than the United States Army. I think we better take him down a peg or two. I think that when you do the next review and the next review after that and the review after that, that you make sure he gets what he deserves. And when that happens, maybe they won't invite the sergeant to reenlist.
Well, you know what, Joe? Here's the thing about that also. You know, and I used to tell my soldiers this. Everything you do, I used to tell them to carry a little green notebook in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, put it in your pocket. And everything you do that's significant for that quarter, you write it down in that book, okay? Just for cases like that, Joe, when you have somebody that's trying to take you down, you can say, well, on so-and-so date, you gave me an award for that. On this date, you gave me an accommodation for that. You know what I mean? So how could I be doing so bad? You understand?
Right.
Because, you know, that goes on a lot. Now, that goes on a lot. And if you don't have your butt covered, then, you know, you out there in the wind. I think we got Antoinette on the line.
Oh, okay.
So let me bring this soft-speaking Antoinette.
Hello,
Miss Antoinette. How you doing?
Excuse me,
well.
Excuse me. This is Antoinette. Excuse me, all. Excuse me.
All right, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Mr. Tuck, I put a link in your chat room that the inventor of the ADHD, His deathbed confession was it was a fictitious disease.
Wow.
And it was even.
And I put the link in there. I'll put it back in there again. But it was fictional.
Say so something they just made up.
Yeah.
To what? And what was the purpose of them making this up?
It had to be
medication. Medication. They get to your children. They dumb them down.
You made money off of it. They had to sell it.
Yeah.
People had to buy it. Sure, the big pharma.
I mean, look, the more that they're dumbed down, the more they're going to look in the history, less that they're going to be able to remember what it's supposed to be, remember the family stories or anything else because they're dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation, they, fill them up with all kinds of drugs and, which they're doing to them also, but now they're just doing it by legal drugs.
You're right.
So how are they going to be able to fight back? Especially when they're taking the books out of existence and putting everything digitalized.
Well, that reminds me. Do you two know, since, Eric, you've got a kid that's going to school. Do you know that at the beginning of this semester, is it true that they eliminated American history up to 1865 and they're only teaching history from 1865 on?
You know what? That's funny because you asked that because I asked my child that and he said they don't even take history. I said, really? He said, no, we don't do history, Daddy. I'm like, that's interesting. So.
What grade is
that? So that takes out slavery.
Yeah.
And remember they were changing the name from slavery to call it involuntary servitude. Something along those lines.
Well, they try to.
Well, that's what they're putting in the history book.
Is that what they're putting in there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what in the new history book, so what does that say for, so-called black people that we don't have a history?
Now, what grade is your son in?
My son?
No, Harris.
He's in fourth grade.
Fourth grade history. Okay, yeah, I think I didn't take American history in fourth grade. I took world history, I think, in fourth grade. American history, yeah, okay. But that's
I remember taking history.
Yeah,
I took history all through school.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, but he told me they don't do history. And I was really shocked when I heard that.
Well, there
you go. And once again, it's one of those things to where they need to dumb down everybody to get them to do what they want them to do. The easiest way of doing
it cover up their
is
lies.
Deny you knowledge.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said to cover up their lies. If the truth ever came out on exactly what they did to this earth and, to this place called the United States and how it was truly founded and who was here and everything else, they'd be running people off the continent.
Boy, would they.
No, you know what, I disagree with that. Because I think I think people are so dumbed down now that even if they find out that half of American history is missing or even if they found out the truth, people know the truth today. But what are they doing about it? Nobody's doing it.
But not everyone knows the truth. It's people that know the truth, and they're, they're working on things, though. People aren't just laid back.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're afraid of is that, you get a true awakening of people of exactly what's going on. They're going to be ran off the continent.
No, they're not. I disagree with those people, though. They don't do anything.
You know what? I have to agree. I have to agree with Antoinette on that one, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. I have to agree with Joe. Because the only thing they're going to do, Antoinette, is put them traitors in there and those instigators.
The infiltrators.
What word am I looking for?
Confusion and
security in there. Yeah, to keep them from doing anything. So, yeah.
Oh, distraction, I'm with diversion.
Joe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, distraction. Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm. You know,
can't doubt that either.
Huh?
I said I cannot doubt that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing which you might be getting around to later in the show, because you know, both of you know, about COINTELPRO. That's another item about the government lying to us.
Yeah.
What is it, Joe? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
They spied on us. They were full of infiltrators. They ruined the Liberty Movement, Peace Movement, Black Panther Movement, Martin Luther King's Civil Rights Movement. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But now it's, you know, back then they didn't have the internet, you know.
Yep.
You know, so you had to wait a while to get information. Now, you know, people can go and get the information right then and there. The only thing is, once you find it, you better download it and put it on a hard drive, you know, put it on a something so that you can have for later, because before it's taken off.
Oh, yeah, people should do that. I've been doing that for years. My hard drive is full of information going all the way back to 2005 when I started doing my research.
H2O says that the government doesn't lie.
Yeah, right.
All things
being discussed
are documented.
Yeah. It's documented all right, H2O, but not the way we're talking about it. Let's see. We got Renee Bass says, whatever happened to bringing the CIA up on charges for Contra, flooding of black communities with crack? Mm.
Well, whatever happened to McCain being brought up on charges? Remember, McCain was supposed to been court-martialed?
Court-martialed when?
And then we were all tied up into the Trayvon Martin case.
Okay, wait a minute. Am I hearing you right that somehow there's a connection between McCain and the Trayvon Martin case?
That's not what I said.
Oh, okay. What did you say?
What I said was...
He was supposed to be... Oh, go ahead, Antoinette. I'm sorry.
McCain was supposed to have been court-martialed.
For?
For when he was over in Vietnam, held as...
Oh, okay. All
being
right.
Captured.
So when he was held in Hanoi prison? All right.
And he gave away the secrets and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
he was supposed to be court-martialed. And instead of, you know, nobody wasn't paying attention to that, because everyone was focused on Trayvon Martin's case. That was the big thing that was going on.
Mm-hmm. And it rolled right on by, didn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what they want you to do. You know, that's
what
they want you to do.
You have to focus on something else.
Yep.
And I was
exactly.
Guilty because I was focused on the Trayvon Martin case also.
Yeah, just like everybody. And that's where they wanted your focus at. Let me bring up N2K in and let him get some of this. Hello, Mr. N2K. How you doing? I'm sorry, Mr. Intellectual. What's going on? Knowledge, are you there? Okay, he must be having sound issues, you know. But you're right, Andrew, and you know. Huh?
I said I'm here.
Oh, okay. So what's going on? What you got for me?
Good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to clarify that remark that I made. Anything that you guys are discussing, is it not documented somewhere? Is it not public information? When did they come out with Agenda 21?
Agenda 21.
People are talking about Agenda 21 ad nauseam. When was that drafted?
Mm.
I don't remember when it was drafted.
Exactly. Before there was Agenda 21, there was the Global Report 2000, which is a depopulation documentation. That was drafted during the Carter administration.
Mm-hmm.
That's how old it is. That goes to Agenda 21. My point is, if people are looking to their government, regardless of where they are living on this planet, history has shown you the corruptness of governments. Thomas Jefferson even said it himself. You should have a revolution every 10 years to keep your government on its toes and to eliminate nepotism and what we have today, which are these people staying in office for freaking a lifetime. Back in those days, these people had jobs, these politicians. They served their 2 years, their 4 years, and then they went back to work on their farms. They didn't make a career. They didn't make a career.
Well, Andrew K., you know, the only difference is now you said a revolution every 10 years.
Now
we stay in the wars for over 10 years.
No, I'm quoting something that Thomas Jefferson said.
Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot to add that point on.
In order to keep your government as to get it to function at least ideologically as properly as it can. That's the whole thing about that. Because once you got relatives working, once you got, there are no term limits, you got people, who was the guy in Georgia who was, he was 90 years old and still in the Senate. Okay,
yeah.
In the federal government, J. Edgar Hoover was the reason why they came up with statutes that didn't allow people to sit on one job for 50 years. You cannot have that, because what Thomas Jefferson was alluding to, it breeds corruptness. Is what it does. You can't, and I think that in today's world, especially the adults, children I don't blame, the adults have this childlike view of politics, of geopolitics, of just the way the world works, and it's just not realistic. We are constantly given examples of ineptitude, corruptness, ignorance, just a total mess that these so-called dignified, educated, well-bred individuals engage in. We're given this all the time. And then what do? We do the proverbial, we wait until the horse gets out of the barn, and then we want to close the door. That's why I made the comment. We can't wait for shit to happen before we got to be proactive. We can't be reactionary. As long as we're reactionary, these things are going to continue. There is not going to be some mad synchronicity of awakening that's going to happen in humanity. I'm sorry. I hate to rain on that parade. It has not ever happened, and it's not going to happen. People are going to have to die in this struggle. People are going to have to die in great numbers because we have let this thing go on way too long. And that's where we are now. So now with the information age and the Internet, all of this information is a keystroke away. And just as much legitimate information that there is out there, on all of this digitized format that we have, there's 3-4 times as much disinformation that's thrown in there with it. That's the tricky part.
Yes, that's a part of the propaganda.
It's sifting through all of it, and didn't Hitler give us the biggest lesson on propaganda? Here we go again, propaganda. Now that's become an issue in the United States. Didn't Hitler show the world how effective propaganda is and how well it works? You had millions of German people who didn't even know there were other people being exterminated. They didn't know, because the propaganda was, we're going to be the greatest nation on earth. We're going to be the super race. We're going to be the best scientists. We're going to be the best mathematicians. we're going to build the greatest cities. And the people were like, oh, this is wonderful. Meanwhile, if you weren't German or didn't look German, they you had to have your papers on the street. Aren't we living that same thing today?
Well, today we're living in a police state.
Isn't it the same thing?
Yes.
Now, here we are, 2014. And see, this is the problem I have. Something that worked in 1930 is working in 2014. Now, how advanced can we possibly be?
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting question, Dan Knowledge.
Yes,
when
it
you
is.
Put it like that. When you put it like that. Can we say, huh?
I said, no, I was just saying, I'll sit back and listen.
No, my question was, I was going to ask you, can we say, I don't know, I guess with Hitler, it was out there in front, but right now it's being done in a more devious, backdoor, under, invisible type way. Can we say that now?
It's glamorized
right now. You have
now.
People, say what, Antoinette?
It's glamorized. You know,
okay.
It's cool to be this
and
way. It's hip. You know, it's, this is just, and it's still the blame game. You know, conquer and divide. Mm. They're, you know, separate, you know, and so they're still using the same tactics, like N2K said, and we're falling for it.
Well, I think the major difference today is that the general population is allowed to participate. Whether it be through internet, I mean, just as an example, look at reality shows. Regardless of the show, anybody can be on TV now. It just depends on what you're willing to do. That's all. That's all. That whole adage, you know how they used to go, oh, you know, you're 15 minutes of fame. Okay, I'll just use Housewives of Atlanta as an example. They just finished their what, sixth season, something like
mm-hmm.
that.
I never watched it, so I
well,
couldn't tell
my,
you.
My point is, it's not a reality show. That's a series that they're calling a reality show. And. It's like I watch these reality shows because it allows people to put themselves on public display in some of the most insidious behavior imaginable, and people will watch it. They will watch it, whether it's children, whether it's young adults, whether it's a family, whether it's they got every genre of people covered. Whether it's what, they got one called Amish Gangsters. Who would have thought that you would have a reality show about the Amish people who basically in America live one of the most simplistic lives? But they have a reality show about gangsters within the ranks. That's where we have come to as a society of people. And that's
you're right.
That's the dirt we have to dig our way out of. If we can't dig our way out of all of this crap that we're doing, damn it, we don't even need to worry about the government. Because we're our own biggest enemy right now, is us. Just like when we were talking about abortion the other day. Remember that discussion that we had, Mr. Talk, about abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I just posed a simple question. Why are women who outnumber men allowing men to dictate and make laws that tells them what they can and cannot do with their bodies. Why are they doing that? Why are men even involved in the discussion? See, it's a very simple concept, and we find a way to rationalize it, and we find a way to get into all of these diversionary things that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Because the way we're set up now, man, they're telling us that they can turn dog shit into diamonds, and I'm sorry to say it, for every one person that's awake who ain't buying it, there's thousands who are sleepwalking who are. You are greatly outnumbered if you consider yourself awake. You are greatly outnumbered. And the powers that be are not worried about the people who are out with, who are awake. Because aggregately, they're so far outnumbered. So far. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be the dark cloud in the world.
No, I mean I'm listening to you, and I find what you're saying is very happen to be very true. But what if, you know, and that's the thing, you know, we, those of us that are enlightened as to, you know, what's going on, you know, we just have to keep, as we say, beating that dead horse until somebody realizes, well, there may be a little truth to that. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I first started doing the show, you know, I was kind of skeptical myself, you know, but after doing a little research and the shows and, you know, I was already skeptical of the government anyway, but that just put the topping on the cake. You understand what I'm saying? So I think what we have to do is just keep putting it out there, letting those that's walking around with their eyes shut know, you know, there's some craziness going on. You know, and you're right, especially with these so-called reality shows. They come back from season after season after season. And if you really pay attention to it, you know, check out the behavior. You know, I went past one the other day that said, what is it, doctors. It's a reality show on doctors where they're all black doctors, you know, and, of course, they live in luxuriously and they're acting just like the Housewives of Atlanta. And I'm like, wow. Is that only...
That's a new show, right? That's a new one, right?
Put us, huh?
That's a new one, the one that you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, they act the same way. I'm like, is that the only way? You know, that is the way the government want us to be seen. You know, that's the way they want to portray us. You know, yeah, they'll give you this big old long speech. We want equality, and everybody is the same, blah, 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 blah. But if you take a look at these shows, they're showing you, no, you know, this is how it is for real. Even on Scandal, that's me and Joe's show right there, even on Scandal, you know, a lot of people think it's just, you know, good drama, but they tell so much truth in that, it's scary. You know, but, you know, we get caught up in these so-called reality shows. And if you wanted to get caught up in all the craziness that goes on and really open your eyes and look at it, you really would find out what's really going on with your government. And then you realize that your government is lying their asses off to you. But, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop ranting. Go ahead, Nodders. I heard you say something.
No. I'm good. I just wanted to hear everybody else's comments.
No. Joe, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
My what?
about what we just said.
No, I was just listening.
You were just listening?
Yeah, you want me to comment on anything?
Okay.
I could turn my name into Mike.
Well, okay. Well, turn your name into Mike.
Talk.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm.
Look, we all know that the government lies. We all know how it does it. But it does it in such a way, through incremental means, that people still fully don't grasp the significance of what it's doing. And this is being manifested by the way that people vote. Every 2 years, every 4 years, what do people vote for? The same Democrats, the same Republicans. People are not learning their lessons. They know, but they don't act upon what they know. So what good is knowing? If you're going to take everything and say, well, yeah, I know all about this, but you still go home at the end of the day and you still have a 9-to-5 job and you're still waiting for the FEMA camps to come along, or you're still waiting for the next science fiction movie to tell you what the next DARPA invention is going to be, and people don't do anything, then what good is it? We all know that the government lies. But until it happens to us personally, it really doesn't matter, because that's the way we've been trained.
Okay. So basically, it's like, I get what you're saying, you know. You know, if it's not affecting us directly, we really don't care, the majority
really
of us, because we're all about self.
That's right.
And you know what? You mentioned the sci-fi movies. You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell you, you know, I watch a lot of sci-fi. And I was watching this movie. This movie was made in 1990-something. All right. And it was a sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, the things that are coming true now as far as electronics and how things are working, they were doing it back there in the sci-fi movie.
Which one was it? The one with Tom Cruise or Will Smith, or which one?
No. It's some of those B-rated science fiction flicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, one with stars that you'll never see again.
You know what, one...
But,
I read that new one, Transcendence or Translucence, the one that I think that has Johnny Depp in it. That one was supposed to be a bomb, you know, a blockbuster, but it actually turned out to be a bombshell. Has anybody seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
I know which one you're talking. You're talking about Transcendence. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
With Morgan Freeman,
you know,
and Johnny Depp.
Right. But see, you have to think about that, though. You know, how much of that is really going on already? You know, we always talk about implants and stuff like that, but what if we've gone beyond the implants now to just, you know, like intelligence, just placing, you know, the computer inside your head and, you know, just making it run like that? Google got those glasses.
I'm sure that's the next
step. Think about it. Google got the glasses, right? Now,
right.
Why would the normal Joe need glasses like that to walk around with?
Well, if it became really, really trendy, people wouldn't do it because, hey, look, over there she's doing it and over there he's doing it, so let me buy these glasses and be part of the crowd, too. It's like Aldous Huxley said when he wrote Brave New World. People are not only going to be affected by what the government does, they're going to willingly, gleefully embrace it. And how do they do that? Is that you make it trendy, you make it look cool, you make it look like the new thing, and you make it available in stores, just like when you're buying your cell phone, it's a GPS tracking system. When they make this electronic tattoo, so it's going to be like the RFID. It's going to be a tracking system, and they make it cool because those who wear it will be able to go into clubs for free, and they've done that over in Spain. And people will be lining up in order to get the new GPS tracking system, and then after a while, it might hit them that, you know, being tracked isn't that cool. But by that time, who cares? Now it's time for Hunger Games. Oh, did you hear about this? Now, this is unbelievable.
What?
We talked about Soylent Green some time back. Now, I'm sure everybody's familiar with the movie, right?
Yeah.
Do you know it has actually happened? There's a company that's taken live cells from celebrities and used, I think it's Petri dishes, and they've taken those cells and they've actually made salami out of the tissue of the celebrity so that you can buy it and you can actually eat part of the tissue of a live celebrity.
Wow. Really?
Oh, yeah. I forget the celebrity who's, you know, who's, I wouldn't call it the guinea pig, but she's the one who's the first one. She's the prototype. I forget which one it is, but you can actually buy a piece of her flesh in the form of a salami.
Wow. That
Garland
is just
Green
crazy.
Is here.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yes, it. You know, I was reading something earlier today where some McDonald's got caught supposedly selling human meat. Well, let me see if I can
really?
Find it. But you know, and yeah, really. And I was like, whoa, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some McDonald's got caught. You know, and I don't know whether it was in the United States or where, but. That's a scary thing too. And you
actual
can't tell me.
Meat.
And see,
wow.
Here's the thing about it: you can't tell me that you know the government doesn't know about these things. I know somebody gonna say, well, you know, it's kind of hard to track. Nah, we have other things going on besides that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't done my research today. Later on tonight when I do my research, I hope I come across the site that that's talking about McDonald's actually selling human meat. Holy jeez.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. Now, let me ask y'all something else. You know, our government, we're supposed to be, since 9/11, one of the most secured, one of the most secure places on Earth. So how did a little boy climb a fence, run across a tarmac, get in a plane, wheel well on a plane, but yet they say he didn't have any grease on him. Now, everybody know, well, not everybody know, but most people know you're going to climb up something like that. It's grease everywhere. You know what I mean? But he didn't have any grease on him. So what does that say? Are we being told the truth about this or there's something else going on?
Now, that I don't know about either. Some boy climbing a fence on the tarmac and what, hiding inside a plane?
Oh, you ain't heard about this? The 15-year-old ran away from home, climbed up on a wheel well of a Hawaiian, 767, and flew from San Jose, California to Hawaii in the real wheel well.
Uh-huh. There was a movie about that. That was a Schwarzenegger movie, but I didn't.
No, Joe.
Yeah.
This was it was real deal.
Yeah.
No, real deal. And you're like, good Lord. You know, how do you miss that? Yeah, and it was a five-hour flight.
Mm.
You know. And,
well, you know,
but what I found very interesting was it wasn't that he survived, but he didn't have any grease on him. You know, and my next question is it possible to actually secure every inch of a dang-on airport?
No. They've done reporters, I think, a year or a few months or a couple of years after 9/11, they went out there to expose the vulnerability of the airport. And they showed that they walked onto the tarmac themselves with cameramen to show just how vulnerable and open to the airports are. So it's not surprising. I think it might have been Geraldo Rivera. Not sure.
Oh, okay. So why do they make it seem as though this is the biggest, one of the biggest problems we have faced since 9/11? Well, I was just asking, man, because it's just crazy. You know, I can't find it. Let me see.
What's the McDonald's you're looking for?
Yeah. But, you know, I just thought that was crazy because now they're talking about somebody should be fired. And now, I'm like, now how really, how can you really, really secure an airport? I don't see how you can. You know, even if you have roving guards, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be gaps in the patrols too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. Maybe I'm
well,
just
how about
talking
this?
Outside of my neck.
How about
but,
this? How about the fact that some of our largest ports, our seaports, in America are owned by the Arabs. They're not leased. They're owned. The ports, the property, the rights are owned by the United Arab Emirates. So if anybody really from Saudi Arabia wanted to bring in an atomic bomb, he could. That sounds like Ebony's here.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, that wasn't Ebony.
No.
Continue on.
So, I mean, right away, you know, the question was asked years ago. It's the question I'm asking now. Why is the United States allowing its most vulnerable area, the seaports, to be owned by a foreign country?
Well, the answer to that is simple, because they're in cahoots with them.
There you go.
That's easy. So when the stuff hit the fan, and it really hits the fan, and the airports are, you know, covered, they can go and slip out by sea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know that sounds far-fetched, but, did you know the government, you know, White House and Congress, they have multiple escape routes if something was to happen?
Well, I would,
you know, most
would
people
sure
think it's
shame.
Just a... Huh?
It would sure be a shame if those tunnels that they have would collapse on them. I would really shed a tear if those tunnels collapsed on the Senate.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be crazy. Okay, here it is. Thank you, Divine. I know I've seen it somewhere. McDonald's exposed for using human meat. Let's see. Yeah. I knew I had it, so I had seen it. But anyway. Good Lord, somebody help me. But you know, that is just crazy, Joe. That we have to, you know, go through all that, you know?
Well, it's crazy.
And you know, that's another thing that's kept secret, and I guess they keep it secret so, you know, we'll be okay and we won't find nothing out about it, you know, and use the tunnels ourselves.
Well,
you know,
it all seems crazy if
but
you
they
believe
have,
that the government is there to protect you, but I don't believe the government's there to protect me.
You know what, Joe? I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I don't believe they're here to protect either.
Well,
I don't.
I think the eventual aim is to not only control, but to eliminate me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is.
Hmm. All right, here it is. Oklahoma City. It says, first horse meat, then the mysterious tink slime, now human meat. A shocking discovery has been made in an Oklahoma City McDonald's meat factory and other McDonald's meat factories nationwide. Meat inspectors reportedly found what appeared to be human meat stored in the meat factory freezers of an Oklahoma City meat factory and human meat already in trucks right outside the factory, ready to be shipped to McDonald's restaurants.
That's disgusting.
Health inspectors immediately demanded inspection in various McDonald's meat factories across the country and horrifyingly found human meat in about 90% of the factories inspected so far.
Oh, man. What did I tell you? Soylent Green is here.
It's here, Joe. If that doesn't prove it to you, I don't know what will.
Sickening.
You know?
Sickening.
Oh, my goodness.
And I tell you another, you know what?
Right there.
I'll tell you another story which is going to come up in the future. The inspectors,
what's that?
All of a sudden, a couple of years from now, are going to commit suicide.
Who?
The inspectors. That's what the story will be. In actuality, they'll probably be killed for blowing the whistle on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's see. JC Forever says, people eat human meat every day. All right. They didn't say where they got the human meat from, Granny. So, I don't know. That's just wild, man.
Yep.
Joe, you think you can handle that?
I can't even handle hearing about it.
Ah, Lord have mercy. Oh, saw your dream. It's here. It's here. You know, and the scary part about that is it wasn't just in one. It was in 90% of their factories. What is that telling you?
It's telling me that the government corruption, the global agenda is here. It's here. It's going.
It's here.
It's making a full court press. It's going to try to make mincemeat out of all of us. It's going to try to introduce hunger games. It's going to collapse the economic system. People are going to go hungry. They're going to go and turn into zombies. And that's just the way it is.
Wow. And that's, man, what's it, Joe? I can't even, you know, right now I'm just like shocked. I really am. I'm just shocked right now.
And
think about it, you haven't heard about this anywhere. You know, you haven't heard about it.
I'll tell you something. If people really want to know what's going on today, all they got to do is watch two programs. One is The Blacklist, and the other one is Scandal. And that'll tell you all you need to know about government.
That'll tell you all. So, see, I know you watch Scandal with me. Somebody said you watched, you know, but you be watching that? I said, hell yeah, because I learned a whole lot watching that. You know.
Scandal's a great show. Are you kidding? It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. See? Now, even Joe said that's one of his favorite shows, so y'all know already something got to be going on with this show. And it's just the things they tell you about the government, and oh, my goodness.
There's no doubt that there's election rigging. There's no doubt that the CIA works independently from the executive branch. There's no doubt that I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are and the higher-ups in office, the president, like Clinton, like Hillary, were involved with murder. I have no doubt about any of this crap. Scandal is just putting it out there. It's just making it very, very palatable for the mainstream audience. To me, Scandal is telling the truth. Oh, and another thing, too, the guy Joe Perry, the guy that plays the chief of staff, if that guy doesn't win an Emmy for acting, I don't know who deserves it. That guy is terrific. I haven't seen such acting since I don't know when.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right, Joe. However, let's see. What are they talking about here? If you are seasoned, you should already know these things. I don't need no TV show to tell me that. Jace Duskin from Granny Ganja. And JC said, what's your point? I guess you done said the point. You know what, though, Granny? Even though if you are seasoned, it's one thing to see how it actually operates. You know what I mean? And, you know, you can know these things go on, but to see it right there in front of you, and see how these things operate, how they work. It's very enlightening. Okay, I must say.
you know, it was very enlightening. So I don't know whether it's season or not. I think sometimes you need to just catch one or two and you know, check it out. You know, because they done plenty of shows on cloning, and we already know cloning is going on, and we're not just talking about no sheep here either. You know, we're not talking about, yeah, see, but Granny, see, that's what they want you to think. Joe, Granny says, well, I thought the show was mostly about infidelity.
Oh, for God's sake, Jesus, you know
but
what?
But see, that's the distractor right there. That's the distractor, Granny. That's what you're supposed to get caught up in. So you won't notice what else is happening. and what's really going on.
Well, people will take away from it what they want to take away from it.
I mean, how do you have, let's really look at this. How do you have a CIA agent right there as the president's security detail, and he doesn't know it?
Yeah. I mean, the guy works for command. Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that if he was told by command to shoot the president, he would shoot the president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is intrigue. It's not even international intrigue. This is right at home intrigue. This is the kind of stuff that retired CIA officers, retired FBI people, and retired whistleblowers write about. So, to me, as far as I'm concerned, even if what they're saying isn't exactly true, I'm sure that they're portraying the facts in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So people just want to take a look at it. And, you know, I've heard other people focus on the relationship between Olivia Pope and the president. You know, that's a nice part of the story. Yeah, it's an integral part of the story, but it's not the entire story. And it's not the most important part of the story. The story is that our government is as crooked as hell. It will do anything that it can do to stay in power, including killing,
amen,
including killing family members. So if people don't, you know, if people don't want to get that out of it, I don't know. It's fine.
Hold on, well, we got somebody else with their hand up, so mm-hmm. Let me bring them in, and they can. Bring them in and give their 80 cents. All right, let's see who I have here. 111, welcome to the show. What do you got for me? And what are your name?
Yeah, how you doing? It's Mike.
Well, hello, Mr. Michael. How are you today?
How you doing? How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, you know what? You hung up on me yesterday 8 times.
Joe, I was mad as hell. You know, you know how we do. I got mad as shit, Joe, because you were saying, you know, and I understand what you were saying, and I think, and I listened back to the show, and I apologize
for
you coming off like that. I did mean it when I did say it, but no, I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to try to move that going forward. I'm not going to try to act that inappropriate, because I was listening, I think, I understand you guys, you know, and I was just talking about there's a different time, and I understand what you're saying, but my whole thing was voluntary and involuntary. And back in the day, even with your second case that you brought up with the Cold War, mm-hmm. I'm speaking of the past was involuntary. When someone says we're secretly going to make a medication and give it to people to control their minds, and they don't know we're doing it, the subject is involuntary and not knowing, and you shouldn't do that. Even when it's now, if it's voluntary, then it's just an experiment. I mean, it's life, I guess it's science, right? Or ethics. But what I was saying as far as a different point in time, I understand they made mind control, but are they doing that type of mind control at this present time in that certain form where people are saying we're intentionally going to do that? Because, listen, people used to lynch black people back in the past, but right now people don't lynch black people like they do in the past. So
they
agree.
Don't?
Where in the world have you seen in the nowadays and time in America where a person was found hung up from a tree and lynched in America, black in America? It'll be all over the place.
No, you need to.
I mean, I know people.
You need to come to Texas.
I know they did not get sisters. Listen, give me a story on the internet where someone recently in the modern day of time got lynched and why it'd be all over the news. What I'm saying, I realize that people secretly gave a syphilis involuntarily. I understand that, Joe. I understand when people give us medication. They do, but listen, they do let us know the side effects, and you got to realize when you have pain, doctors do have to come up with some shit to handle the pain, and some of these medications have side effects. But what I'm saying is this whole secret stuff, like, is Bill Gates really said, I really want to go ahead and eradicate all the black people when they say he's really good? What do they really mean by that? If that's so, we should go ahead and investigate and bring charges. If it's real, does this man really think that? Let's bring this and kill all Africans we can. That's what they're saying, that his mindset is coming off of. What's going on here? That's the only thing I was saying, Joe, and I agree with you. Medication do. Of course they have side effects. I would never deny that. But it's people intentionally trying to hurt veterans. And if so, well, a lot of veterans are going to the VA hospital, man. And I'm saying we have to watch what we say, get the facts out, and don't scare people, because I don't people think, you know, if you believe that, if you're a veteran, don't go to the VA hospital and, you know, be a guinea pig, because people are listening to you. So what's real and what's not real?
Okay, I got a little something to say. It takes about 5 seconds. I'm going to bet, Michael, you did not listen to the beginning of the show.
Oh, I just tuned in. I'm busy, man.
The reason why I said that is now Eric has a nice story to tell you.
Oh, man. See, there you go. Well, Michael, number one, well, you know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm quiet.
Well, you know, it's the story I told you yesterday about. Once we got to Saudi, we were all lined up in a line, given some pills, right? Told to take these pills, and was told not to tell anyone we were taking them.
Okay, but no, hold on. But listen, they let you know, and I'm going to ask you this question. Did they let you know what the pill was for? See, that's a different secret.
Huh?
I don't have to tell my...
No,
my,
see, that's the thing, Michael.
Know?
They wouldn't tell us, Michael, listen, they would not tell us what the pill was for.
Oh,
well,
that never happened to me in the Army, and I went over to the desert for this country. That never happened to me in the Army. Oh, no. No. They never told me that. No, and I would never do that. That's against, no. What the hell do you, I ain't no robot. No space. No, now, if they're going to tell me what it is and what it's for and what it may protect me, now, they tell me don't tell my enemy that I took a pill, what? But they're not going to give me nothing in my body.
Well, what
they
tell you don't
tell
your enemy?
No.
Why
you
would they
said
tell you don't tell
gave
your enemy?
Listen, you just said that they gave you a pill and don't tell nobody else who we gave it to you. The other soldiers know that they're taking the pill, so they must be talking about other people outside the Army. I'm saying within the Army, if they give me a fucking pill, I know they're going to tell me what the fuck is
for.
Mike, let me just
end this.
I'm
sorry, I'm a veteran. I'm just saying that
Mike,
ain't happening to me, though.
Okay.
Let's
do this. Step by step. What happened
to
Eric
did
not happen.
I'm going to give you my real life, too. So
okay.
I guess it just happened differently.
Right. What happened to Eric did not happen to you. But because it did not happen to you doesn't mean that it did not happen to him. Since it happened to him, that's what matters. What did not happen to you is not relevant to his particular situation.
I understand. The Army, when they tell us that when we go on a mission, they may not tell you, and you just have a target, so they may not tell you what that target, so that may
Michael,
be secret.
Did you,
but when
he
you
just told you what happened to him. That's the end of the story.
Okay. I'm just letting you
all
know.
Right, I got somebody else
it.
With
it
their hand up. So let me bring them in.
Okay.
Let me bring this other person in. All right. Hello, 111. Welcome to the show. What you got for me?
Good afternoon. I've been listening the whole time patiently. I didn't feel the need to chime in, but since Mike called in, I guess I'll call in just to disagree with him, just to make him angry.
No, don't do that.
I'm not supposed to
ahead.
Laugh. That was a joke.
I'm just saying. I'm scared.
Okay,
you,
I'm not
going to
do that. But you know, you mentioned something about lynching. They don't have to. They don't have to lynch. They don't have to lynch black people anymore. You can shoot them down in cold blood, and go to trial and beat the case.
Right, but what I was saying though, the type of lynching back then, and I was just using that example. What I was saying for that process of doing that, we don't have that no more. But I agree with you. I mean,
we don't have lynching, but you have to say, but you have the same effect. You have someone that, you know, you have the Trayvon Martin situation, and there's other situations, and you know this guy that shot into the car because they were playing the music too loud. That case a few months ago. He got convicted of attempted murder for shooting in the car, but there was no justice per se for the boy
that was
murdered,
right.
The boy that was killed.
Right.
So in effect, very little has changed because you still black life is still not as valuable, and it's still not as valuable, and you have people that are taking black lives indiscriminately on their own choice, you know, vigilantes. Not even vigilantes. Because a vigilante is actually going after someone that's committing a crime. These haywire people with guns decide that they want to shoot someone black, and they're getting away with it. Now, mind you, the guy that's not in the car, he's not getting away with it. He's going to go to prison for a long time. But it's crazy that they couldn't convict him of the murder, and it's crazy that a jury would have to deliberate that long.
Back then, hanging a black man and burning him, none of those white people ever went to trial. But I'm saying it's a different time. But if I understand what you're saying, bro.
Right. I mean, it's the same effect.
And if somebody would do that,
no.
But I'm letting you know, if in Texas, if somebody was lynching black people like they did in the past, oh, this country it'll go up for more than Trayvon Martin. That's all I want to say.
They don't have to lynch and do that. That's kind of like an ancient way.
But I'm just saying that it's a different type of method and different type of practice for a certain type of
thing. At the end of the day, it's the same result.
Michael's being very, very literal. And Beasley is talking about...
I have to be facts.
Yeah, the broad strokes.
I have to stay with the facts. Literally. What do we mean?
But it's the same result. It's citizens, white citizens, taking the life of black citizens without real authority. And no due process. I mean, what used to happen a long time ago, if a black man was accused of something, of a heinous crime, raping a white woman or doing this or whatever the other, you know, they would break into the jail. They would break into the jail and then hang them and have a party. So it doesn't happen like that. But believe me, can't you see the way people celebrated when Zimmerman got off? There's more similarities than differences.
Right, and we had us, and a lot of people had their celebrations too in our communities too. I mean, so all communities. I mean, when OJ got off, we celebrated too. I mean, everybody did that. I mean, it's vice versa. But what I'm saying, basically what I'm saying, and I'll move on, I'll be quiet. We were talking about that mindset and the difference of the time periods and the methods and all these people actually doing these methods. Like, we were talking about a different time, but that's all. I'm done.
Okay. Well,
I can't get into Scandal, and I have it on Netflix, and I've been meaning to try to sit down and watch it, but I haven't been able to get past one episode, but apparently it's worthwhile. I don't know if, Joe, have you seen House of Cards?
No, I haven't seen it. Uh-uh.
Now, House of Cards is excellent.
Is it?
God, it's probably I spent a whole weekend watching them back to back. If you have Netflix, you can watch House of Cards. House of Cards is incredible.
I can watch it on the internet. I've seen it. I've seen it advertised. I think it might be on Hulu or it might be on Crackle. I'll check it out.
Watch it from the beginning. You won't be disappointed. It's you know.
Oh, okay.
Talk about government.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. They got that little teenage reporter trying to get with it. Yeah, I've seen it. It's okay. It's all right to me.
If you watch the whole thing, Well, it gets good in the middle of it, and of course, you know, having the advantage of not having to wait a week and watch show after show after
right.
show. I mean, it's something else.
Is it like a blacklist?
It's like the House of Cards. You know, it's basically about a guy, Kevin Spacey, who is like the majority whip, who is promised by the new administration for helping them out of becoming the Secretary of State. He doesn't get the position, and he goes into no holds barred.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get what I want. No holds barred. I'm taking everybody down, and he has his wife as a partner, and it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've seen the advertisement for it. One reason I'll probably start from the middle, because one thing is I don't like Kevin Spacey as an actor.
Well, he's a pretty good actor. I respect him a lot more after this, and I've always actually
I like Kevin Spacey.
He was Kaiser Soze. But I would start from the beginning.
Yeah, that's why I don't like him, because when he was on Wise Guy, I thought he fucked up the whole thing.
Okay.
All right.
Cut him some slack.
Okay.
He's just playing a role.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't like him.
I love him in Seven.
Hey, Mike, hold on. I got somebody else with their hand up. I'm going to say, because I'm looking in the chat room, and Antoinette is laying out the lynchings that's still going on to December 7, 2012. So, you know, I don't know if you're right. I don't think you're looking too good there. All right, 111, welcome to the show. How you doing today? What you got for me?
Hey, I'm great. This is Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Renee, haven't heard from you in months.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Oh, I haven't. Okay.
But listening to the conversations you guys have been having has been interesting. Just to touch on the reality TV show thing, I think a lot of people do not understand or give credit to what influence the media really has in the whole entertainment industry. People just pass it off as something to watch and it not really meaning much. But people don't understand. All of these things are just to desensitize you, to put propaganda in your mind about whatever they want to do. You know, at this point in our lives, we are basically walking TV shows and advertisements because they influence us to buy into certain things, to buy into certain belief systems. And people do not recognize the fact that entertainment is not just entertainment anymore. Entertainment is brainwashing.
Mind control, right? We were talking about yesterday, right? Another way, yeah?
You know, and it's just, and people don't understand, this has a major influence. Because as we went into the 2000s, that's called what? The information age, okay? So now that we have access to all of these computers and watch whatever we want to watch and so on and so forth, I mean, they just took a different form. See, people think things change. Things never change. It just changes the form. The format changes. So whereas before they had to go about things a certain way to influence people, to get a mindset for people, and now they just have more technology to do it with. So in the sense of people being hung, black men, it's still happening. It's called the criminal justice system. It's called laws. It's called the media. All of those things are still happening. Slavery is still happening. What's happening? We know that it's legal slavery once you are convicted of a crime. They can literally make you a slave, and that's what we have going on. We have so many people in the criminal justice system, so many black men in the criminal justice system. That's nothing but lynching. That's nothing but slavery because they want to get them off the street because they fear if we actually have the opportunity to have the knowledge and have the unity that we would be unstoppable. And I'm under the belief system that white people are the powers that be or what have you. They have studied black people so much to a science And they know something greater and more about us than we know about ourselves. There is an innate fear in them of black people having any type of power or any type of real knowledge. So they keep us dumb with all of these other things, and we buy into it. Sports, music, you know, fashion, these reality shows, all of that is meant to subdue us.
And you know what? You didn't misstep anywhere in any of that, because you are absolutely correct. You know,
What do you think about that, Joe? Please respond, Joe.
Well, I think she's right, except for the fact white people don't fear black people. I do think there's an agenda out to subdue, control, or eliminate black people, but white people are not fearful of black people.
If you're not fearful of them, why would you need to subdue them? Why would you need to contain them? Not all white people.
Not all white people, but there's a definite fear of black people. Look at the blacklash. I said that by accident. I meant to say backlash. When Obama
came. You said it on purpose.
No, I didn't, but it just came out that way.
Anyway.
But it applies. When Obama came into office, you know, that a lot of the stuff, now I'm no Obama fan, but a lot of the things that are said about him is because of the fear of someone being black. There's a real fear, not with all white people, but there's a real fear that if black people were to actually really have power and control, that they would treat them as bad as the whites treated the blacks. And that's a fear.
Well, that's not a fear.
It's not a rational fear, but I think it's a legitimate fear.
I think
African people have always accepted people in our culture.
I agree with what you're saying, B, but I wouldn't call it fear as much as concern, because you're saying that if white people gave black people enough power, they would be, you know, fearful of them. Well, yeah, but
white people are not fearful
of black people having power.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
All this is about is fear. Again, if you don't fear someone, then you don't have to contain them.
Correct.
You don't have to suppress them and hold them down. And no one is saying all white people, but
Don't forget that white people are eliminating white people as well. And it's not because...
Exactly.
You see, they're eliminating everybody. It's not just black people out of fear. They're eliminating the people in Thailand, eliminating people in Germany, France.
But that's not
China
America.
Eliminating their own people.
We have to talk about here in America. And black people, since we got here, since we were brought here and forced to come here, we have been suppressed. Since that time, nothing has changed. It's only changed the form. So it is fear, because if you bring in a group of people whom you know are very strong, just think about it. Our ancestors that got here, that made it here, are the strongest people on this planet, because they endured all of that. They endured the disease and the feces and the lack of food and water and the mental issues and emotional trauma that happened. So our black ancestors who made it to this country are some of the strongest, if not the strongest, people on the planet. So when you take a people like that and the ones who survive and make it out and you enslave them, it is a level of fear, like someone else said, that when we have power, it will come back on them. And not only that,
right.
They know, wow, all these people made it and they're strong. Damn, if this was white people, it would be a hell of a lot more of them that would be dead. And they saw that. They said there's a power within them. And they want to diminish it.
But see, there's a direct connection that African Americans born in Western civilization, that we're real special, we manufactured nothing, and then that's a direct link to slavery and someone oppressing people. That's sad that we don't manufacture nothing around this world. As a people, growing up in this America, and our grandfathers and grandmothers paid for many wars to start this country.
I mean, you know, if you are flooding communities with crack cocaine, there's a level of fear there. I mean, you have to keep them subdued. You have to keep them high, or you have to keep them low, meaning low enough to not have self-esteem or a consciousness of their culture and pride in their culture. So you either have to keep them high or keep them low. That's all that you can do. Because if we have, like, some of those on here, if you have black people who have a knowledge of self and are self-actualized, man, that's a major fear. And everything we're going through now is really just a fear based on the Black Panther movement. Because, see, when the Black Panthers came about, white people were shaking in their boots. And the fact of that is because before that, it was all about being kumbaya and trying to just get rights and you know, get along with white people and have them accept us. But see, when the Black Panthers came about, they said, hell no. Now, we're not going to just go out and kill people, but we will go violence against violence. We will help our community. We'll have breakfast programs. We will do all of these things. We will know the laws. Those brothers knew the laws backwards and forwards and used it against white people. And because of that, at the time, they had no black people as agents in the CIA, FBI, or what have you. So what they did was it took them at least a year to catch up with black people because they could not infiltrate the Black Panthers at first because they only dealt with other people in the community that they knew. So once they were able to get some agents, some black agents, who turned their back on black people and began to infiltrate, you see the dying off of that level by level by level. And if you know anything about the Angola 3, they punished those brothers for being Black Panthers in prison. And they were fearful that if other young black men came in there and began to know knowledge of self and to adopt that idea, that would be a problem. So they took them brothers, they locked them up in solitary confinement for 30 years. You have to contain
them. Wow, you know, that's wow. You putting it down. You putting it down today. But hold on, I got two callers I need to bring in. I'm going to bring this one caller in right here first. Hello, welcome to the show. What do you have for me?
Hello, yes. I've been listening for about 20 minutes, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that lady that just talked of the truth. And so because people don't waste their time with people they're not afraid of. They don't put structural
exactly
to keep people oppressed. And so to deny that is to deny an essential part of your humanity and reality. And but secondly, so if you're going to do that, those are like some of the strategies, but a big strategy is to pit blacks against each other, you know, and that
mm-hmm.
happens all day long, from the Kevins on the plantations, from Django. You have the coon, you have the sellout. You have the smile on your face, that in the back. You have the folks that went and told the slave master, old master, they're getting ready to run away tonight by the fifth tree. You know, so, and you still
mm-hmm.
have that today in families, on jobs, so-called friends, husbands hate their wives hate their husbands. So it's, you know, you have men who hate themselves, hate black women, and hate
black people. Whoa.
I mean, and it comes out in how they talk to them, how they refuse to listen, and have
yeah.
to argue against every single point. You know, basically energy vampires. But those are strategies put in place. Those are ways to keep people distracted
yeah.
and enslaved and unempowered. And
exactly.
as a group.
See, when a man argues, you can't say he's being emotional because he's right, and women always use that like we're not. And I agree with you. There is a campaign. There is a campaign. I know, but you are right. But, see, I know no one's over. And I agree with that. But don't say when he's right, he's whining, or he's speaking his mind, he's whining. Come on. Everyone speaks mind. But I want to say there is a campaign.
Whining
but see, it's on both sides with that.
He doesn't whine.
No, what do you mean whine? What is whining to you?
You brought up
whining to you is when he does not agree with you. That's what whining to you is.
He just, disrespectful. You're being disrespectful. And that's another thing. There's a high level of disrespect between
it's
the
not,
genders.
It's not disrespectful when you generalize and categorize all black men?
Exactly. Just like that, black men cannot generalize, and I agree with you. There's a campaign.
We're
right,
not saying 100% of that group. We're not talking about that.
I'm listening to your words, and it's not an argument.
Stop.
Don't raise your voice. It's not necessary. Take a deep one. It's not necessary to raise your voice.
I think she's whining, reasoning.
It's not necessary to raise your voice.
Let her finish what she's saying.
This is what I'm saying. The high level of disrespect, and that's why a lot of black women have given up. They're moving on. And I'm telling you, you're losing the respect and love of your black women.
They're moving on to white men?
Moving
on to white men? What do you mean?
Yes.
They're moving on. Yes, white men and other
so
men. You have two friends that are married to Asian men. Okay, they're doing quite well. So
that's good. Don't make really cute kids.
They have cute kids and they have a wonderful marriage and they have wonderful homes and they work together. They own something and have something. Okay, because there's love there. That's the point. There's no love and respect, and you can tell by this conversation how it's gone that it's highly lacking.
So see, we were taught to hate each other, first of all. But again, things just change form. So now we have black men and black women at odds completely about everything. Even if it's something that's true, we're still at odds with each other. And people don't understand, as long as they can keep us warring, they can keep us from loving. Because if we're loving and building families and having children, again, that's just another threat. So if we keep us pitted against each other, and then we have interracial dating and all these things, personally, I don't agree with interracial dating. I do not. Because black people, the fact that we're in a white supremacist system, and we have been since we got here, why would one want to align themselves with the oppressor, oppressor's daughter or son? Why would we want to do that?
Well,
and black people have Stockholm syndrome.
But see, I understand generally, but when you come down to individuals, all that's fine and good.
But it's still the same thing.
It's not oppressing that woman. He's being a loving husband and father.
But that's not really the point.
If you want to be with an energy vampire who's going to argue and compete and tear down, so you end up
sick, like the typical woman,
emotionally, spiritually, and financially sick, or do you want to be with somebody? Now, that's the choice you're going to have to make.
But see, that's
a lot
the thing.
Of people
that's
have tried, and they have given up. And I'm telling you, they have done very well. Now, I do know black couples that got married in their 20s, and they worked together because they had a lot of common sense, and they had a lot of love for each other, and they wanted to have something of value for their family.
Hold on, everybody. All right, now I see we going and we circling the drain on this one. I do understand and I agree with all of you. I really do. But you know, and why would you? The question is, why would you not want to? Because that's another way to have. To get you to assimilate and give up what your heritage is, because once you come over there, your kids are no longer considered so-called black. You know, they're considered other, and if they're light enough,
Obama
they can portray themselves
black.
As other.
Oh no, they'll still be considered
but
black.
But
they
still now.
Every day.
But there's been a culture that's been rising lately, and you can look it up. Where mixed people, biracial people who are black and white, are coming out and saying, I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm both, and they're pushing this movement of that.
Right.
Now, there used to be a time where it was just you're completely straight up black, and that still does exist. But in
that's
the wider frame, because we have so much interracial marriages and things now, there is a whole other element of people who are saying, we are both. And I agree with Mr. Talk.
Right.
It's just another way to assimilate us. It's just another way. Because when black people marry a white person, black people tend to have to give up their culture. Somebody's got
to
compromise.
You guys, with all respect, ladies, you guys
sound like you're in the dark ages.
Why can't you let people find love?
Why can't you let people find love wherever they find love?
Exactly.
And the fact of the matter is, biracial people are a product of both of their parents. The one drop rule that makes everyone black, that is part of the slave master's white supremacist plan. And if you ladies are against interracial relationships, then you just simply shouldn't date someone outside of your race. Live and let everyone else do what they do.
Hold on. Let's see. Maze. I'm bringing Maze in. And let's see. I think we got Stanley and JC in also. So welcome to the show. And I'm glad you're making it. Let's keep it civil.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Ladies first.
Go ahead first.
Hello.
Go ahead first.
We want to talk about forms of entertainment and TV. Lynching used to be a form of entertainment on the Sunday when they got out of church. And then you want to say that about mulatto people and the one drop blood. So we already had mixed racing. I mean, not freely. Some of them did it freely and some of them didn't. Where the mixed races were called mulatto children. And they were passing for what they were not just in order to survive in this world. Some of them did it just because of how they came out. But they still didn't forget their blackness. They knew who they were. And a lot of people have a problem with who they are because they don't know who they are, and then they want to walk around with their chest stuck out like they do know who they are, which they don't.
What are you talking about? Their racial identity?
They will put somebody else down that look just like them quicker than they would somebody look like Joe.
I agree with that. Some people are like that. I want to come back to what the lady said. I'm sorry. As a black man, I don't care. If you're a black woman and you're happy to go out with a white dude, go ahead. Go ahead and leave us
and
everything. Wait. Do whatever you need to do. I am not going to be against you of doing what you do, but I will not accept you putting us down as black men and telling us, black women is. I'm sorry, black women, you got a lot of things to look at yourself first before you even go to black men. Because if black women, I'm sorry to say, you're the one who raised a lot of kids in this world. It's not the black man.
You have no problem
when you do wrong, black women, to not look at you. Look at yourself first before you even look at black men. Because black women, you got a lot of things to look at you. You raise kids that are not even good in this world, and you don't even take credit when you do wrong. You don't even look at yourself when you do wrong. This is not going to go good.
They're going to get your ass.
I don't think they're going to already go there. Because if they're looking like black men, I heard one woman saying that, we're all best with black women. We're going to white dudes. So go. Go.
Put out the bag, Sister Ottawa.
If you're not happy with a black man, go. Hello? Go with a white dude. Try to see if a white dude's going to be better.
Hello?
Okay,
here we go. Hello?
All right, who want to be next?
Me, JC.
That's what I thought. All right,
okay.
I think Renee was trying to say something. Weren't you, Renee, or May? Somebody was trying to say something.
I was just going to say something quick, but I can go after JC.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, JC.
All right, now I'm not going to, battle anybody because, from what I heard, no one is listening to each other like I do sometimes. But, it's too much backwards and forwards, black men, black women, this. I come to find out this thing with me, okay? People fail to use the word some, S-O-M-E. They fail to use it no matter what. They keep saying all, we. Now, I have quite a few lady friends, and we get along excellent. Okay, we don't agree on everything. I've been in several relationships where they didn't work out. But guess what? I don't talk bad about the black women. I have no reason to. It was my choice. If I made a choice and it did not work out, I'm not going to blame the other women in the chat room or anyone else. Only person I need to blame is take responsibility for myself, okay? If I, let's just say I go speak with someone and they gave me an STD, guess what? I didn't use the condom. So who should I blame, the person that gave it to me or myself? If I don't blame myself, that says that I am irresponsible as hell. Okay, it's simple as that. It's real simple. It's really not complicated. But
right, it's really not.
What we do is tango.
You're right.
Okay, so what we do is we make it too complicated. Now, if someone chooses to not date someone, okay, of the same race, then that's fine. There's no reason to go and get a bullhorn or a bus or airplane and write it in the sky that I am not going to date these type of men or these type of women. If you choose not to, don't say anything about it and be happy. Now, if you have a problem with someone else dating, you know, that particular race, then you go and do a WordPress and you say, guess what? You know, we need to all get it together and don't date these type of people, because you have Chinese in Africa dating the African women there. You have the African women that prefer white males. You have Indian guys that prefer black women. You have black women that prefer.
But you don't want assimilation.
We all have a different taste.
But can I say
everything.
Something, though, sir? But look, I'm sorry.
So we can't blame everybody for our own situation that we put each other, you know, ourselves in. Don't blame someone for who they want to date. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. Stick to what you know.
Hold on, real quick, because I've told this on another show, and I mean this. And I've been in a relationship myself, right? So I'm not biased about that, and I don't have no problem with that. But when you have a black man who's with a white woman, and he says, the reason why I'm with that white woman, because black women ain't this, black women that did, that's a psychological delusion, and I'm saying you shouldn't do that. I've heard a guy last night say, the reason why I don't like black women is because of what my mother, my sister, and my baby mother did. You can't be delusional and make that overgeneralized statement like that. And I'm saying it's a campaign out here. People have shows that's doing that shit. And like the brother is saying, you have to look at your own sister and don't make a blanket statement like that. You have to look at what woman that you chose, bottom line. So I want to say this. When I woke up that morning, I did not plan to meet that white woman that I was with. I did not plan that. And when I was with her, I did not demean my black sisters. There's no way in the world I would come out my mouth like that.
Yeah, but
now,
are you going to
be – can I please say something?
Are you going to
be – can I please speak? The thing about it is, a lot of that you guys said, I agree with some of the last comments, but a lot of that, many of you said, is just propaganda. Now, the thing is, if we can say, okay, well, we can move on and date other races, we have to acknowledge the fact that there are good black men and good black women out there. But if black people can be sold the line that all black women are this and all black men are that, then that gives more power to going to another race.
Who is really that damn ignorant to let someone make up their mind about an entire race of people,
exactly.
an entire gender of people?
If someone is that narrow-minded
and stupid, that they're not going to rely on their own experiences, then they deserve the worst of everything, because you could just tell them anything.
They deserve whatever they get.
Can I finish my comment?
All right,
go ahead, Renee.
What a lot of us have is Stockholm Syndrome. Okay, let me read you the first line. Stockholm Syndrome is a psychological phenomenon in which hostages express empathy and sympathy and have positive feelings toward their captors. Sometimes to the point of defending and identifying with them. Hold on. The status of the black community and the black family is completely broken. Okay, now why would we as a people, now again, this is my opinion. This is how I feel. If somebody's dating interracially, I don't have a problem with that person. That was their choice. However, that does not change my belief system. It does not change how I feel about it. Now, the thing is, the system that we are living in, which is a white supremacist system, why would we then be trying to build and empower biracial families? Black people are some of the
because
only ones.
Because people meet someone and fall in
finish,
love with
please.
Them. It happens.
Let me finish. Let me finish, please.
Because you're talking from
let
an academic standpoint, and it doesn't
let
take
me
any,
finish,
but
please.
It doesn't take into account what happens with humans. People meet each other and fall in love. Romeo fall in love with Juliet. And Juliet fell in love with Romeo. Their families were completely opposite. This is what happens. This is what goes down.
Can I finish, please? Okay, that's all well and good what you said, but that's not reality. Reality is that we have been pitted against each other to hate each other. You have to include the element. When you talk about people falling in love, when you talk about people falling in love, you need to be talking about a system where there's more equality. We are not in an equal system. So therefore, when you're putting your position, you're putting yourself in a position to build families that are not what we need, but biracial families. What does that do for our community? It further separates our community. And you say that people have a weak mind who do that. Well, there's a whole hell of a lot of people who believe that very same thing in the black community, that black women are all this and black men are all that, even though they are black. Now, the thing about it is we have to be honest. We have to be truthful about what's going on. There is a large segment of black people who want other races because they want their children to be light-skinned or have a certain texture of hair. All of that is from hate. All of that is from what we've been taught to dislike about each other. And so when you go out and do that, it changes. Somebody has to be willing to bend their culture to some extent to assimilate in that relationship. It is what it is. Now, the fact that a lot of... Okay, go ahead. Somebody else.
I like to say something here. I understand what she's saying. What is her name? Okay, Renee. This is JC. I understand what you're saying, okay? But probably what the other males are hearing is that you sound like you're generalizing everything. Instead of just, let me say this, instead of you using the word some, you can't say that Renee, I didn't say anything while you was talking. I gave you that respect as a black woman. Can you give me the same respect as a black man?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay.
What if you were polka dotted?
I'm not against what you're saying, but I'm just saying some people just should use the word some, okay, because everybody is not going to think that you're saying some because it sounds like you're generalizing every black man. And again, okay, it's not every black man or every black woman that have an issue with this stuff, okay? I don't have a hate for black men or black women or anybody. I'm conscious of what's going on around me, so I create my own situations. I am not going to let society or media or the television or anything like that tell me that, you know, ain't no good-looking black women out here because it is. I date them all the time, you know? It's not
biracial
every black
ones are the
man.
Best-looking.
It's not every black man that's doing that. And if a black man decides he wants to be with a white woman, let him. If a white woman decides she wants to be with a black man, let her. Same thing with black women. If they want to be with whoever they want to, let those. Those are the people that have decided that, you know what, I can't deal with my own people. Okay, that's how you have to look at that. Some of them, not everybody.
Now, can I
but,
shoot
them
But they think
but
that I have
wait,
a
wait,
problem
wait,
with
can,
that. That's
can,
like,
can I make a
because
comment?
That's overgeneralization. Because
can
that's
I make a
comment? That's
hold on,
that's
wait
illusion.
A minute. Hold on. All right, go ahead, Maze, because I know you've been trying to get in. Go ahead.
So since it comes to our race, race has always been mixed together, mixed up. From slavery until Alabama. So some of those kids that came out of slavery, they had a black, white daddy and a black mother. They came up and they chose who they wanted to have as a wife and a husband. They did not deny who they were, their blackness or nothing else. So this is nothing new, what we see now. It's just it's probably the children from the tree are picking who they want to be with.
Some people. I have a book. I'm sorry to cut you off, but let me say this real quick. Some people that were black, and I mean they were half black and they looked white.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book here, and I haven't read it yet, and I've had it for a while, but it's about families, mixed families like that, that continue to marry white. It's called The Invisible Line by Daniel Sharfstein, and it's the journey of families that went from black to white, and I think it's three different stories, but it talks about even when they had 1/32nd of African blood in them, and it was found out that they would lose their job, they would get their house burned down. I mean, horrible stuff.
Let me say something to JC real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how you were saying some. In this case, you really cannot say some because we are all under the same system. Okay, so when you say some may feel this way or some may feel that way, yes, they will. But we are still all under a white supremacist system. So it does affect
every single black person.
Let me finish. A lot of the time you hear black people are some of the only ones who say this BS about we're all human. We should all get along. The white supremacist system never says that. You never hear other races of people saying that because they believe in preservation of their culture. Black people are some of the only ones who look down on our own people and look to others as being better. That's why I said it's Stockholm Syndrome.
Renee, I understand we're all under the same umbrella, okay? And it is a legitimate word. I can legitimately use some. Look at it this way. You have a jar full of jelly beans, okay? You have two colors in there. Some are black and some are white, but guess what? They're in the same jar.
But see, that's the thinking that people want us to have. They don't want us to look and be concerned about trying to build a black family and to get to know good black women and good black men. As long as they can sell the slogan that biracial people are more attractive,
they can sell the slogan that white people are better than black people,
then that keeps us from strengthening our race and our family.
I never said that. The only thing I'm saying, Renee, is I understand it's good to have a black nucleus family. I agree with you on that, okay? There's a lot of people out there who say, you know what, I'm going to stick with my race, okay? A lot of races say that, just like the Asians. They do the same thing. I agree with you. But what I'm saying is you can't take away the fact that, like you said, we're all under one umbrella.
We're not in a jar together.
You just now said we were.
No, I didn't. You said that. Black people are in the jar. We're in the jar together. Okay?
No, but you said we're all under the same dynamic.
Renee, let me ask you a question and everything.
Like,
you're saying to us as black people, we're not together, we're not thinking for one another compared to other race. How could we, black men or black women, be together when we're not going to be honest with each other? When a black man comes to a black woman, I'm not going to say everyone, I'm not going to say all, I'm going to say some, like everybody, because I have to say some all the time. A lot of black men put themselves together and come to black women where they're disappointed. I'm asking you, Renee, do you think that black women will humble themselves and listen and not debate and criticize and jeopardize and come with
yes.
their butt and this and that? No, they won't.
And I'll tell you why. Let me just finish this.
They won't. And I'm sorry, if it goes to the other side, black men will not, if a black woman, a group of black women put themselves together and say, there's some stuff that we don't like about black men, both gender will not listen to each other. So if we don't even listen to each other, how the hell do you want it to work as a black family?
That's all propaganda. That's propaganda.
That's not propaganda.
Let me answer your question. That's still propaganda, because what you're saying then is not acknowledging the good black women out here and the good black men out here. You're talking about getting together and saying, we're getting ourselves together, what about you? But see, there's already black people like that. But that part of the picture is not pushed forward. We have the dysfunctional and the wretched and the unintelligent and all that. We have that pushed forward. Look to the people on this phone who's having a conversation. Look to the people that I deal with in my life, and many of you probably do, who are upwardly mobile black people who are thinking black people, black women and black men. But they don't want to advertise that. So we are sold on generalizations and stereotypes about our own selves. We are the ones who feed into stereotypes about black people more than anybody else.
That's agreed. And you know what? That doesn't faze some of us. Because some of us live in the real world, and just like you say, we deal with black folks. We deal with black folks that have lofty positions and have assimilated and do well in the society. I want to take 45 seconds, and I got a concept that I'm sure these ladies will love, and I want you guys to think about this. I think there should be more interracial marriage and mixing. I think the Spanish should mix with the Asians, and the Asians mixed with the blacks, and the blacks with the mics. I think they should all continue to do that. Do we just have one big, huge beige world? And this whole concept of race and ethnicity, and you know what? It's kind of what's happening. It's kind of what's happening. It's not ridiculous at all. It would actually make the world a better place. It would eliminate class, but if you have a total intermixion and miscegenation of all the peoples here on Earth, and it would change an awful lot. This conversation wouldn't even be happening. And you want
to
know something?
The world
is pushing towards that. The world
that's
is
not
pushing
a good
towards
thing.
That.
It's
that is
a
beautiful
thing.
That is a beautiful thing. God put us here to all live as brothers and sisters. And sexual
okay,
partners.
Your 45 seconds is up.
All right.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
I'm sorry.
It is up.
All right. I want to say this. Okay, Renee, I'm trying to figure out exactly what you're trying to say, and listen real good. I'm a very intelligent brother. Believe that. Okay? I just don't brag on it. But I'm trying to understand what you're saying. What is it that you want to see change? And if you're looking for that specific change, what exactly are you doing about it that you can tell me? If you can tell me right now what you're doing about it, I'll go and do it too, and I promise you. I'll even go on the Internet and do it, but I got to see what you're doing. So can you tell me
okay.
that?
Okay, this is what I want. This is what I want.
No, I said, what are you doing?
And I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. You said
okay.
what do you want and what are you doing.
Okay.
What I want. For the black community, we all have our wants for the black community. But what I want is to build black families, plain and simple, point blank, period. We are, 13-14% of the population, they say. They're over 70%. How in that situation will we come out on top?
They're not 70% of the population because their population has been mixed with everything, and they're the shortest group it is on the planet.
Anyway,
what are you doing? That's what I'm asking. I'm going to follow your lead. I'm going to just
do exactly what
you're doing.
I'm being a good black woman. I'm being a black woman with a mind together. I am currently on my working on my documentary about homosexuality in the black community to inform the black community about what's going on and why they want us divided, why they don't want us to build black families. That's what I'm doing about it.
Okay,
and I'm
now,
being an example of a black woman who is together that black men like and that black men can understand.
You've got to start a documentary now, you promise.
So let me say this real quick then, okay? Now, that's what you said you're doing. You said that you're doing a documentary on homosexuality, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The rise of it in the black community and the emasculation of black men.
I got you. I listened to you. Now, what does homosexuality usually refer to? Black men or just men in general or everyone?
I mean, anyone can be homosexual, but there's a difference when it's being engineered and used for your community.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying, okay? Just listen, Renee, okay? I understand you're giving me a definition of what it could mean, but that's not, you know, exactly what I was asking, okay? Are you doing your documentary on men and women, or are you specifically targeting homosexual men?
Men and women, I could refer you to my YouTube if you want to see. I talk about black lesbianism and homosexual black men. The whole picture, the whole gamut.
Okay, but you can answer,
because
I can go on please, so I can comment.
Question?
Okay.
Mrs. Legit MRS,
I'm giving him this real quick. Can you put in chat room?
The chat is not still open. Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get it next time, okay? But what I'm saying,
right,
Renee, is
you already specifically said
that that's what you're doing, okay? And you said you as a black woman, okay, to have basically how you carry yourself and you treat others, right?
Absolutely.
Why don't you give them your phone number, Renee? Give them your phone number. You guys seem to have a little chemistry going and everything. You guys can have this discussion. You never know what it might lead to. What I'm saying to Renee here is,
okay, now, that's the same thing that a lot of black men out here are doing too, okay, and a lot of black women doing the same thing that you're doing. Okay, it just so happens that everyone is not doing what we're doing and doing what you do. We can go out there and show, okay, if you want change, show the change. You be the change, okay?
Right.
So if you're doing your YouTube, if you're doing YouTube and everything else, the only thing you can do is you can only get the people and put it out there for the people who want something like that. You take a horse to water, you can't make it drink it.
And I agree with that, and that's what I said. I agree with that completely. But,
I was speaking about strengthening our community. Renee, if you go back into the census, and you found that you had a white person in your family, a grandmother or a grandfather, what are you going to do? Disown those people just because they were mixed? Or do you
chop her arm off.
I already do.
Chop her arm off up to her shoulder.
Come
on,
y'all. Come on.
I'm making jokes. I'm having a good time. I do have white people in my family.
Okay, I do. So what does that mean? I'm still a black woman today here in 2014. And that does not change the fact that we need to build strong black families.
But Renee, I'm sorry to say, we're still, and you still didn't answer, we're still not going to build strong black family if we're not honest to one another. We're not honest to one another as a gender. Black men are not honest to black women, and black women are not honest to black men. Let me finish.
I'm going to ask you a question. You know, you keep saying that, okay, so we know that is an issue, so what is the solution then?
And that's a great question. I don't know what the solution, because when a black man comes with some stuff that they want to talk to being honest, we don't listen to them. And I'm sure that when it comes to a black woman, there's some stuff that she needs to say, we black men don't listen to her.
Okay,
so I don't know what is the answer.
The divorce rate in interracial marriage is the same when people marry with the same race. What I'm talking about, that shows that fact that we're still talking about the men and women dialogue. The relationship how men and women, and we still got to go to some traditional things that is conflict with the roles. This goes on. I mean, it's going to take a lot. I mean, I'm searching for the woman, and I'm challenging these concepts of how to treat a woman. So if you're talking about these people that don't even talk like we talk on a daily basis to talk about a relation and sit it down, you got a whole lot of work to do. I didn't even got work to do myself.
JC proved my point. When he called out the fact that black men and black women are not honest with each other, okay? When you call that out, that shows right there, and that they're going to other races, that shows the dysfunction right there. That shows you that the reason many of them are going outside the race is because they don't have knowledge or want to take the time to find out about the good black men or good black women. You acknowledge it right there. So if we don't have a proper dialogue and understanding
that,
that you go outside your race, that's contributing to that.
Renee, isn't that an
assumption? My God. I don't remember making a point now. What did I say exactly? I don't want to get caught up in that.
You said black men and black women are not honest with
you.
No, I said it. Men and women aren't honest with it. Men and women aren't honest with each other, regardless, across the board.
Well, not honest with each
other. Exactly.
There you go, BG.
Yeah,
the
men and women. All right. Men and women.
All right.
That's a fact.
Okay. All right. Because I think we've got to go a whole other hour with this thing.
I just need one thing, Mr. Talk, just one thing. Renee, if it's possible, Mr. Talk, you can give me that let Renee give me that information to her YouTube. And I'm telling you what, Renee, I'm very talented. I'll even help you out. Tell me what your YouTube is.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Because I'm thinking about getting on YouTube also, so maybe we all need to talk. All right, y'all. Well, it's 4:21, and I have bowling tonight, so we got to get up out of here. But as always, I'm going to let y'all get y'all last words in, because I know y'all got something to say. Tomorrow, let's make this a continuation of today, you know, so everybody come back and we have some fun. So I'm going to start with Maze. Go for it, Maze. Your last words, ma'am.
You hear people talk about the black family. Within the black family, you got Hispanics, so you got all brown, kind of brown people in there. So what do you consider as a black family? That's why I'm lost. You got Asians that are dark-skinned, and you got all kind of dark-skinned people. So are they part of the family, or how do they go? That's all I got to say. We'll finish it tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Now, let's go up to Michael. Go for it, Michael. Michael, are you there?
Hello? Yeah, real
quick.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, real quick, Ivan, let me shoot him out. BZ, you made very good comments today, bro. I like that. Learned a lot from you. But listen, and I learned a lot from everybody. But listen, when I was in that interracial relationship with that white woman, I wasn't thinking like she said I was supposed to be thinking. And I'm letting you know, some black men, when they're in with a white woman, it goes with the environment, who they're around. There's many variables why someone may be in a mixed relationship. But I'm saying when people go on a campaign and they make the statements that the reason why they're with that woman because black women are not this and black women are not, overgeneralizing. There's a difference between being specific, generalized. Of course, we generalize. That's why we have a conversation. But overgeneralizing, you can't do that, and this is what people do. And I agree with her. If you go on, if you want BTR, you have some black men are interviewing all white women, and they're married to white women, asking these white women how a guy should treat them, because he's saying that it a campaign that black mothers aren't this, they raise homosexuality and all these type of things, this mind control, because people are controlling your mind how you look at people. So I'm just saying we have to watch out for that, and it was a great conversation, and we need to talk and dialogue, and when we're talking about our relationships, the problems in our relationships, it really goes for everybody, man and woman, whether you white, black, how men and women treat each other when we get together, when we have kids and things of that nature. Communication, compromise, that's for everybody. That's all I got to say. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Talk.
All righty. Thank you, Michael. You have a great day. All right. We're going to Stanley. Go for it, Stanley.
Yeah, like usual, a great show, great talk, great conversation, everything. I'm going to go back to what I have no problem of a black man or a black woman going to get the best relation there is. If it is in the black community, good for you. If it's not, good for you also. I think everybody should go get the best partner they need to have. And that's the thing there is. And the other problem that I truly believe is the honesty between both gender around black men and black women. Until we don't resolve that, we will not have the community that you're talking about. And until we sit down and have black women and black men, good black men, telling the other ones we need to hear each other, we won't have the solution. So the final thing I have to say is the show was great. But everybody deserves to be happy, and go get the relationship you want. If it's a white person, good. If it's a black person, good. But go get the best relationship you want. Thanks, Mr. Doc.
All right. Thank you, Stanley. You have a good one. All right. Let's bring Miss Renee up. Miss Renee,
okay.
You on?
First, real quick, I'm going to give my YouTube. It's Mrs. Legit 816, MRSLEGIT 816, the numbers, and that's all one word. But what I wanted to say was, you know, the fact is that we know what a black family is. We know what a black family is. We know what a Hispanic family is, a white family, so on and so forth. Let's be real about it and not ridiculous about it. The fact of the matter is black people are some of the only ones who are so destructive for our own people and for ourselves that we look outside to others. And, yes, that is from slavery. It is. I mean, we all know that. But we also need to now, in 2014, we need to gain a consciousness that we need to strengthen our race. We are failing miserably. Again, we are only, what, 14% of the population. We don't have the ability to just be going out and dating other races and still not preserve what's ours. That's been the problem. That's why we cannot move forward, because we don't even have that unity on a level of dating. You look at many other races, and they might date other people, but trust and believe it's within them to marry their own. And they do that because they want self-preservation. They want preservation of their culture and of their dynamics. And black people, we don't do that. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Send that link to my email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, because I like to take a look at it also.
Yes, what's your email?
ericletstalk@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, let's see who we got up next. Then how about bringing Mr. JC in the house? All right,
okay.
Mr. JC, you up.
Okay, you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, I just want to say this. I believe I got Renee's right YouTube. I'll go look for it, Mrs. Legit 816, or I'll find it. If I don't get it today, then I'll maybe get it tomorrow. What she's doing is a great thing, okay? And that the only way other people are going to catch on is the more she pushes it, you know? It'll work out. I can't say that. Now, you missed it all. You're doing good. You said that you're going to do your YouTube, too. I'm just going to say this from me listening and all the excitement and good stuff and control over your show is that you need to do one of those Google Plus Skypes where you have people come on. I think you'll have a big thing because you've got a lot of interesting people on here that come on here, your regular guest, man. I would
right.
come on there and look at Google. I would Skype in myself and, you know, I mean, just to see that, you know, that's a good thing, man.
Okay. Well, shoot me email. We'll talk about it.
Okay. I got George. What is it? Eric?
ericletstalk@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I got your email, too. But like I say, I see you do. I mean, you got some interesting people, man. I'm telling you, don't. That's all I got to say. I'm excited about for you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And I do appreciate everybody that calls in. That's for sure. All right. Let me see who I got up next. Let's see Mr. Beasley. Mr. Beasley, welcome to the show. What's going on?
All right. You know, I categorically reject everything Renee's saying. Her concept that the main reason for the condition of the black community and certain parts of the black population being unable to make progress is because of interracial marriage is there. That's a pseudoscience. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's just as wrong. Her whole speech and her whole message of this. She's race obsessed is what she is. It's a pseudoscience. There's no proof, and there's nothing that would show that if black people were to stop mixing with other races, first off, it's too late. You know, it's way too late. There's
millions of mixed race black people all over the place, okay? But the idea that that is the main reason and that and stopping that would save the race is such a narrow-minded, it's such a narrow-minded position coming from a very narrow-minded, bigoted place. It's unfortunate that she could say this and no one take exception to it because I'm highly offended. I'm highly offended. There's no science to what she's saying. The condition of black people and the bottom portions of black people, as far as them advancing, there's far more factors that are more important than interracial mixing. Her contention is that if you stopped interracial mixing, that the black community all of a sudden there wouldn't be the pathology that goes on that we see today, and that's just absurd. Now, as far as the causes and the reasons, yeah, she's right there. She's well founded. Of course, there's an agenda. Of course, there's a divide and conquer. All that exists, but her stance and her position that racial mixing is the primary and sole cause and the most important cause and the problems with black people is disturbing to me. That's all. Have a nice day.
Hmm.
It should be disturbing to the
Thank
rest
you, sir.
It should be disturbing to the rest of you too, because you know that it's wrong. You know that it's not reality.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. B, I didn't mean to meet you. But is it really wrong? Is it really not reality? I guess that depends on the person and how you're looking at it, huh? Interesting, for sure. Hey, but like I said, tomorrow is going to be midweek wrap, and we're going to go over this. We're going to talk about this some more tomorrow because I think this is a very important topic, and we need to discuss it as much as we can. That's for sure. Like I said before, man, I appreciate everybody who joined us today. I hope you enjoyed the show. You know, learned a little bit of something, got a little something out of it, whether you was angry, mad, whatever. You know, I appreciate the panel to join us today. Joe, Renee, Mays, JC, Stanley, Beasley, Michael, I think I got everybody. You know, AN2K, thank y'all for participating. All right, tomorrow's going to be another great show. We're going to have some fun. All right, so tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. 1 Mountain Time. Remember, keep smiling, show appreciation. Forgive with an open heart, but make sure you have forgiven yourself first. And the biggest and best thing I can tell anyone, learn to laugh at yourself. If you can laugh at yourself, then there's not too much that's going to bother you. And that's for sure. That's why I'm always laughing, because I enjoy laughing at myself because I know I'd be messing up. All right? But anyway, once again, thank y'all. I appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing and hearing from you tomorrow. All right? This has been – oh, I'm sorry. If you want to leave a message, just go to ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can leave a message here on BTR or go to the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. All right? So – that's going to do it for me today, y'all. Y'all have a wonderful, and I'll see everybody tomorrow. Peace out.
Bye-bye.